west from northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, cloudy skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy, isolated rain showers overnight around 43. For tomorrow, scattered rain, cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered rain showers in the lower 40s. As we head into Wednesday, isolated chance of rain showers, we'll see temperatures at 61. Right now, it's 55.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A coalition of agriculture groups urging the Biden administration to appeal a circuit court decision related to chlorpyrifos. The court ruling requires the EPA to either write a new rule to allow for the safe use of chlorpyrifos or to halt all food residue tolerances of the insecticide, which would effectively ban its use. Ag retailers, along with dozens of ag groups, opposed the court ruling because it will set a bad precedent for EPA's registration review process for all agriculture chemicals. The groups say the ruling sets the precedent of allowing petitioners and federal courts to impose their decision-making process in reviewing the science over EPA's longstanding regulatory authority as established by Congress. The letter says urge EPA to pursue all available legal review avenues to protect the science-based and risk-based regulatory process. Chlorpyrifos is a widely used pesticide for use on crops, livestock, and buildings to control insects and worms. USDA has announced that the African swine fever virus vaccine candidate has been adapted to grow in a cell line. The announcement means those involved in vaccine production would no longer have to rely on live pigs and fresh cells for vaccine production. The discovery overcomes one of the major challenges for manufacturing of an African swine fever virus vaccine. The newly developed vaccine grown in a continuous cell line, that means immortalized cells that divide continuously or otherwise indefinitely, has the same characteristics as the original vaccine produced with fresh swine cells. USDA's Ag Research Service scientist Manuel Broca says it opens the door for large-scale vaccine production. No commercial vaccine is currently available to prevent the virus from spreading. There's not been any outbreaks in the U.S., but estimated that a national outbreak would cost at least $14 billion over 2 years and $50 billion over a decade. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Legislative Session of 2021 is officially over, and Kansas legislators on Friday easily approved a bipartisan measure boosting education spending to what was touted as full funding for public schools, while also making more students eligible for private school scholarships. Cake News reports that the bill passed 35-4 in the state Senate and 107-9 in the House. The bill was sent to Governor Laura Kelly, who hinted that she would sign the bill and publicly take credit for it. The bill will increase aid to the state's 286 school districts by 5.3%, up to $5.2 billion. In other news, a Wichita man suspected of a domestic violence shooting last month has been captured in the state of Oklahoma. Cake News reports that 29-year-old Byron Brown was captured in Tulsa. He was accused of shooting his ex-girlfriend during a confrontation back on April 17th at the Park Meadows apartment complex near Harry and Webb. His court date will be set soon, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Mid-American Network News.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Offers on select models with a new credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage and Hero UKM with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain for ACV of retail. Expires 5/31/21.
Identity theft rose sharply last year during the COVID-19 pandemic, and no place was it harder than the state of Kansas. The Wichita Eagle reports that 43,211 Kansans alerted the Federal Trade Commission in 2020 that someone had stolen or tried to steal their identity. That was 2,272 more cases than in 2019. Kansas's 1,800% year-over-year increase was the highest among these states and more than three times the national average. Of the 2020 identity thefts reported in Kansas, 88% were classified as government documents or benefits fraud. The Kansas Department of Labor has cited a barrage of fraudulent unemployment claims since the coronavirus pandemic began. In other news, one person is dead and another hospitalized after a wreck in Kansas City that police believe was caused by a driver running a red light. The accident happened roughly 6:45 on Sunday evening. Police say the initial investigation shows that a vehicle speeding when the driver ran the red light and struck another vehicle in the intersection. The impact caused the vehicle that was struck to roll several times. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Good American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, good Monday. Prosecutors in Nebraska have been successful in getting death sentences for convicted murderers. But as the state adds to its death row population, many who oversee the state's capital punishment largely ignore the fact that Nebraska has no lethal injection drugs and very likely won't get any for years, if ever. While the nation remains divided over capital punishment, Nebraska stands out for its peculiar version of the institution. It is still wedded to the idea of executing prisoners, just not the practical part of doing it. The state is among a handful caught in a law versus reality netherworld as legislatures and activists wrestle over how the issue will eventually play out. U.S. red meat exports ended the first quarter on a high note. The U.S. Meat Export Federation reports March beef and pork exports each posted the highest monthly value on record. Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with a free credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage and Hero UKM with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 5/31/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week approved a public notice to be published for a hearing May 24th, 9 a.m., for comments concerning the five-year solid waste management plan. Commissioners approved a request to exchange federal funds at 90 cents of a dollar toward the recent Axtell Blacktop overlay. The bridge north of Oquito is currently curing and should be reopened in about a week. Agency on Aging Director advised she would like to open in-house dining May 17th and will continue to offer takeout meals as well. Commissioners approved a request to Alcove Springs Historical Park and the Marshall County Arts Cooperative in conjunction with the Beach Boys concert July 31st. Alcove Springs sustained some damage with last year's floods and they need to make some adjustments so equipment can be brought in for the concert. Request is $7,000 for Alcove Springs, $3,000 for the Arts Cooperative. They will be funded through the Special Parks Fund and the Bed and Tax Tourism Fund. Commissioner Bramhall reported construction on the Irish Creek Wind Farm continues. He's attending weekly updates and will get the 24/7 hotline number and contact information to be listed on the website.
Mike Peschel with Twin Valley Developmental Services met with the board. Twin Valley's in the process of applying for a couple of grants to enhance the recycling program. One will include purchase of a horizontal baler. Another will include initial expenses, such as a vehicle and trailer to expand recycling drop-off locations and curbside pickups. Peschel asked for a letter of support to accompany the grant applications. This past year, Twin Valley recycled 679 tons of cardboard, 444 tons of paper, 36 tons of aluminum cans, 84 tons of milk jugs, and 12 tons of non-see-through plastics. Twin Valley currently has 5 residents working in the baling location at Beatty. Washington County Commissioners moved a step closer to revising the Neighborhood Revitalization Program, reviewing a draft of the proposed changes at last week's meeting. They set a public hearing for the plan May 17th at 9 a.m. Nemahal County Commissioners received a bid from Hall Brothers for 3-inch overlay on the Burn Sabetha Road and on 120th Road, but made no decision, pending a request to the Kansas Department of Transportation to pay for the overlay on 120th Road. Mike Stewart was recently hired as a corrections officer for the Sheriff's Office. Commissioners viewed renovations being made to the Nemahal County Courtroom. Discussion was held on whether or not to move forward with construction of a new senior center transit facility. Commissioners decided to set a date at which they will discuss the issue once KDOT tells them the drop-dead date for the project. Approval was given to pay BG Consultants $16,000 to update work on the project. Discussion was also held concerning holding another public hearing for construction of the new facility before commissioners make a decision on the issue as well. Nemahal County Commissioners discussed an email from Nemahal Marshall Rural Electric concerning construction of a proposed solar power farm for the Seneca substation.
Pony Up Match Day Friday in Marysville netted over $380,000 in contributions, with over 1,200 donations to 44 different nonprofit organizations and causes. The Homer Hansen Stadium renovation was tops in number of contributions, with 123, totaling over $83,000. The Blue River Rail Trail, with a focus on stabilizing the Big Blue River Bank near a bridge crossing north of Marysville, was second high with 96 donors, giving over $28,000. The historic Union Pacific Depot restoration with 81, and the Kester House Museum and Gardens with 52 donors, each raised around $17,000. Marysville Community Foundation and a number of sponsors had pledged $75,000 in matching funds for the fifth annual event, which again set a new record for contributions on Friday. The leaderboard and all totals are posted online at the organization's website, PonyUpMarysville.com. Kent G. Obermeyer, age 88, of Okito, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Kent Obermeyer. Connie Jaquess, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Connie Jaquess.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder, the second half 2020 personal property taxes are due at the County Treasurer's Office Monday, May 10th. Pay in person at the Marshall County Treasurer's Office weekdays 8:30 till 5, by mail, at local banks, or use the drop box at the courthouse. Personal property tax due May 10th.
Your future looks bright with Twin Valley Developmental Services. Don't miss the job fair Thursday from 10 until 2 at 413 Commercial Street in Greenlee. Benefits include competitive pay, paid sick days and vacation, insurance, and retirement. Twin Valley works to enhance the lives of the folks they serve and invite you to be part of that team.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Dry weather across the central parts of the Midwest for this Monday. It looks like partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies. We have a system that's going to move into the area late tonight, continuing into tomorrow, bringing some isolated rain showers across the central parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, it looks like we'll have clearing skies as we head towards the end of the week before more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures not bad. It looks like we'll see temperatures ranging in the 60s over the next several days. So across the area, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy, isolated rain showers overnight in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers, mostly cloudy skies in the upper 50s, around 60. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of rain, lower 40s. As we head into Wednesday, isolated rain showers early. We'll see temps lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-May, 75. Record high hit the century mark on this date. The average low, 52. The record low, 29. Sunset this evening, 8:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:19. We received about an inch of rain with thunderstorms Saturday evening. Widespread coverage across the area. Some scattered areas of hail reported, as well as wind gusts to 60 miles an hour in some areas.
As Bubba from Forrest Gump said, you can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, and saute it. It's National Shrimp Day. The story behind that on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 10th, the 130th day of the year. The lead singer of rock group U2, Bono, is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1962, Marvel Comics published the first issue of The Incredible Hulk. Did you know that there's a type of shrimp called the Green Hulk that can grow to be 2 inches long and can be kept as pets, which is fitting for National Shrimp Day? Americans eat more shrimp than any other seafood, which is a good thing. They're super healthy and a great source of omega-3, calcium, and protein. Needless to say, there are thousands of recipes that can satiate the taste buds of shrimp lovers, so plan on seafood tonight for dinner or visit your favorite seafood restaurant. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
A salute to the seniors and the class of 2021 from Axtell High School. From Moonlight Restoration, Little Steps Dance Studio, J&J Food Mart, Little Joe's Service, and the Western National Bank. This year's seniors include Dakota Barber, Mitchell Bussing, Sheila Harbold, Braden Jones, Justin Runnebaum, Haley Schmitz, Jordan Smith, Colby Talbot, and George Foley. A salute to the seniors in the class of 21 from Axtell Trust Manufacturing, Barry Bussing Construction, Blue Valley Technologies, Ag Partners Cooperative, and Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. Yermin Mercedes and Jose Abreu had three RBIs each to help the Chicago White Sox beat Kansas City 9-3, finishing off a three-game sweep and handing the Royals their eighth consecutive loss. The Royals were winless in their 7-game homestand. They opened the homestand up 1.5 games in the division, but leave their friendly confines back 3.5 games. They were swept by the Indians earlier in the week. The White Sox beat the Royals 10 straight times on the road now. The last team to do that was Oakland from 2003 to 2006, when they beat Kansas City 12 consecutive times in Kauffman Stadium. Up next for the Royals, they'll be heading to Michigan to take on the Detroit Tigers first pitch tomorrow evening at 6:10. The Wichita Wind Surge improved to 5-1 on the season after another victory in Springfield. Their home opener is tomorrow at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Continuing with Kansas sports, according to Olathe Public Schools, head baseball coach Pete Flood is suspended and the district recommended he be fired after investigating claims where he's accused of using a racial slur toward a black student athlete during pregame batting practice. The district released a statement Friday afternoon and said, quote, "We are appalled by the remarks made by the Olathe North head baseball coach and have thoroughly investigated the situation. The staff member has been placed on administrative leave and a recommendation for immediate termination has been submitted to the Board of Education. The comments made are absolutely unacceptable," end quote. The decision to fire Flood is up to Olathe's Board of Education. There was a special board meeting scheduled for today to discuss personnel actions. Medina Spirit's victory in the Kentucky Derby is in serious jeopardy because of a failed post-race drug test. Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert called a news conference to announce that Medina Spirit tested positive for an excessive amount of a steroid. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, don't miss your chance to get your Darren Sproles bobblehead.
You are going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Order your Wildcat football season tickets by May 15th and join us October 2nd as we take on Oklahoma for Hall of Fame weekend and welcome Darren back to Manhattan.
Touchdown, Darren Sproles!
Oh, what a move by Sproles! How'd he come out of that
batter? Reserve your seats at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS by May 15th to get your Sproles bobblehead. Go Cats!
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
Help attract hummingbirds to your feeders with a few flower-filled hanging baskets. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. One of my favorites is Kufia. You often find it sold under common names of cigar, firecracker, tiny mice, or bat plant. It's a real hummingbird magnet. Petunias are another favorite of hummingbirds. Many of the new varieties require much less deadheading than those of the past. Another longtime favorite, geranium, will help attract hummingbirds to your garden. The trailing ivy geranium is less heat-tolerant and benefits from some afternoon shade. Biddens and lantana have lovely flowers and are very heat-tolerant, attract hummingbirds, and look good in hanging baskets. Create attractive hummingbird-friendly combinations. Use salvia for vertical interest and verbena and lobelia to fill the pot and cascade over the edge. Use fuchsia, begonias, and impatiens for those shady spots in the landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Kermit Bell never intended to make a career of the military, but by the time he retired from the Army, he had served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. The first of those chapters is today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Kermit Bell grew up on a farm in Batchtown, Illinois. He entered the military in 1945, just as World War II was ending.
Before they could get me into the service and draft, I went down and volunteered and enlisted. Because at that time, if you enlisted in the regular Army, you got a lot more choices. Plus the fact that it guaranteed you 36 months of GI Bill. And that would have been the only way I would ever got to college, I thought.
He was an aviation engineer and even considered truck driving school. But one of his superiors chastised him for not having higher aspirations. Bell was persuaded to apply for West Point.
At that time, those 40 enlisted men a year would be picked by the Army to go to West Point, picked to compete. And they actually picked about 150 every year and put them in this prep school, and they competed for those 40 slots.
He earned one of those slots and entered the military academy.
It was a great time to be at West Point because we had all the heroes of World War II teaching.
He graduated from West Point in 1952. Some of those in that class went on to become well-recognized names.
I had several distinguished classmates. One classmate was a Medal of Honor winner during the Korean War. Two more classmates were astronauts. Ed White that burned up on the pad. Unfortunate accident down there, and Mike Collins that flew the capsule around the moon while the other two went down on the first trip to the moon.
After World War II and West Point, Bell would soon be on his way to Korea. More next time as we travel the countryside in Batchtown, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.
Everyone wants a healthy farm pond, but too much aquatic vegetation can ruin it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Now is the time to take action before it gets out of hand as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
We've all
all seen farm ponds covered with so much algae that they look like pea soup. When I'm fishing, I get really frustrated when all I pull in is weeds. Too much vegetation also has detrimental effects on fish populations. Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says, from a fishery standpoint, 25 to 30% coverage is generally acceptable. If you exceed that, it's a problem. The time to wage war on weeds is now, because most aquatic plants start to grow when the water temperature is about 60 degrees.
You want to be able to control these plants. You want to attack them when they're starting to grow so you can identify live growth. But before they get so big that a lot of the treatments are either really hard to do or less successful. So younger plants are easier to attack.
Prevention is the best and easiest way to get the upper hand. Reduce nitrogen and phosphorus runoff from fertilizer and add native plants around the pond to slow down that runoff. If you're really having vegetation problems, Gerken says there are two or three methods he would recommend.
So mechanical removal, going out and pulling some of the plants. You can take rakes, chains, and drag it, and it'll basically just rip up some of the plants. There are some biological controls, so like grass carp, you can add those to your pond. You'll want to talk with a professional, and they have to be sterile. That's important, or it's not legal. So those are state by state, whether you can add those or not. Preventing that runoff is really important to help kind of prevent the introduction.
Chemical control is another option, but it's expensive and requires a professional to get it right. Learn more about reducing aquatic vegetation in the farm pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thou must say.
Growing up, I loved our family dinners. It was a time for everyone to connect. We talked about our days, what went well, and what didn't. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Those meals were a great way to connect the daily activities of life with the important things. You know, a financial strategy can help you do the same thing. It can help you keep your faith connected to your finances so you're prepared for the ups and downs that come your way. If you have a financial strategy, make sure you revisit it. Has it changed? Are you still on track? And if you don't have a financial strategy, now is a great time to get started. Set some small goals like cutting back on impulse buying, getting rid of those unused streaming services, and limiting the amount of times you eat out. And start giving regularly, too. If you're looking for some help, consider asking a financial professional to help you put your plans into action. And make sure you're connecting your finances with your faith.
The sorghum industry chalked up a week to remember last month, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds you to dispose of excess treated seed responsibly. Joan Rady Heath is with Bayer.
Be sure to store leftover seed in its original seed lot containers, use leftovers for replant, or work with local authorities to dispose of large quantities. Local seed suppliers may also be aware of appropriately permitted disposal facilities in the area that can properly handle leftover treated seed.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. In mid-April, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released some stunning sales figures for U.S. sorghum. Exports the previous week were just shy of 34 million bushels, topping the previous weekly record by 10 million bushels. Tim Lust, CEO of the National Sorghum Producers, says most of it is going to China.
Panamax vessels come in different sizes, but if you're going to China, it's going to be a big boat. And this was somewhere between 10 and 12 of those really large boats. So I think that gives a good perspective of it. The other way to look at it is, you know, somewhere between 8 and 10% of last year's crop is what actually was represented.
Lust says China is also the driver behind another nearly 34 million bushels of sorghum sales commitments announced that same week. Also a record.
Not only is it a marketing year high, but it's an all-time high. It's the largest sales week that we've ever had in terms of future sales going forward. And then it's the largest actual export week in terms of the amount of sorghum we actually loaded on boats and got out of the country.
As you might expect, this sort of demand is pushing up sorghum prices. Lust says the crop planted this spring is already being marketed. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with a Duramax package. Your new pickups awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. The White House has big goals for conserving lands and waters. We get that story from Stephanie Ho.
Brenda Mallory, the chair of the White House's Council on Environmental Quality, calls the America the Beautiful initiative historic.
Never before has a president outlined a vision of this kind, and certainly not this early in an administration.
The initiative outlines a locally led and voluntary nationwide goal to conserve 30% of U.S. lands and waters by 2030.
Let me be candid. Nature in America is in trouble, and Americans across the country are seeing and feeling the impacts. Climate change is reshaping our lands and our oceans and our coasts.
She says there has been a notable loss of wildlife habitat as well as reductions in farm and ranch lands.
We need a collective, all hands on deck national effort to conserve and restore the lands and waters upon which we all depend.
The America the Beautiful Initiative outlines a 10-year effort. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
In other news, the Public Lands Council has released a request for proposals on subjects related to the public lands ranching industry, economic viability, natural resources stewardship, and other issues. Each year, the PLC Board of Directors identifies priority areas that will help address scientific and practical challenges that affect cattle and sheep producers across the West. The PLC Board identified several issues for consideration, including carbon storage. They want to know how livestock grazing interacts with carbon storage, organic matter volume, and other environmental metrics on public lands. Another topic is livestock and wildlife, with the board wanting to know if there are demonstrable interactions between public lands grazing and wildlife habitat or migration patterns. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Attention farmers and ranchers, Heartland Auction is hosting a retirement auction featuring John Deere tractors, combines, sprayers, cultivators, and much more on May 12th in Great Bend, Kansas. Visit heartlandauction.com for the inventory and information for the sale. If you're looking for quality equipment, you don't want to miss the retirement sale, May 12th in Great Bend, Kansas. heartlandauction.com. That's heartlandauction.com or auctiontime.com.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/KSVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/KSVaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Beef sales to Europe were a bit of a challenge in 2020. Will those markets return? Joe Sheely with more.
USMEF Europe representative Yuri Barutkin says exports are poised for a comeback thanks to the gradual reopening of food service and newly developed retail channels.
We were very happy in the beginning of 2020 that United States received greater access to the European market. But unfortunately, that good news of having an expanded quota that would have allowed U.S. beef industry to grow its sales volume in Europe have been tarnished by the pandemic. Europe was one of the hardest hit areas in the world, and the sector that was affected the most was food service and tourist sector, where U.S. beef in Europe sold the most in both white tablecloth and family style restaurants. We did not expect restrictions placed on business travel, and food service would drag on for a year, even longer. Having said that, the news are not all negative. We have mobilized our resources to sell more product in online retail outlets and more portion control products being developed that allowed volume to be directed to the traditional brick and mortar outlets. More distributors in Germany placing portion control products at retail. Good developments in the retail sales in France and in Central and Eastern Europe. So I think eventually food service will, of course, restore, and we could preserve what we have achieved in the times of pandemic. So every effort to place U.S. beef product at retail, both online and offline, will be there to stay. And of course, summer is sacred for the Europeans. Barbecues, grilling outside, it's almost like a religion here in Europe. And so we definitely hope that it will stimulate much higher sales at retail.
I'm Joe Sheely.
Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Develop a crop fertility program by testing nutrients below ground and above. Plant tissue testing can reveal hidden hunger on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon, but let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices, practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
You can't tell what a crop is hungry for just by doing a soil test. Tissue testing gives you a snapshot of the plant's nutrient content at the time of sampling. Del Voigt is a senior extension agronomy educator at Penn State University. He says first, you need a sound agronomic base, which is proper soil testing at the right depth at the right time to detect things like phosphorus, potassium, calcium, and magnesium. Tissue testing then whittles it down further to the micronutrients, which are mobile in the soil.
When we start getting into things like zinc, boron, copper, iron, manganese, the soil testing, the accuracy level is not as high. But if I can get plant tissue analysis that will test for manganese, iron, copper, those nutrients, then I can start to put the puzzle together to see if maybe we do have a hidden hunger that we need to address.
The key time to do a plant tissue test for corn is at silking, and R2 for soybeans. If it's too late in the season to do anything about it, use the information the following year, assuming you will have the same deficiency issue.
What's useful is that over time, you're building a book, so to speak. So the first year you do it, you say, okay, I might make an adjustment the following year. But then you do the tissue testing again, and you start to gather these files. And you start to see a trend that, boy, I need to maybe look at a certain nutrient.
Work with your local university on recommendations for your soils and crops. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about foliar nutrient testing at agriculture.com.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Tough day for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. A better day for cattle today. We're seeing some nice moves for fat cattle and feeder cattle. June live cattle up 182 at 117.85. August up 92 at 119.77. August feeder cattle up 375 at 148.02. September feeders up 347 at 149.52. Big moves in all of the remaining months in both fat cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs are a bit of an issue today. June hogs down 107 at 111.77. July down 97 at 112.57. And on the grains and soybeans, really having some issues today with corn, soybeans, and wheat. July corn is down 20 and 3 quarters at 7.11 and a half. September is down 24 and 3 quarters at 6.30. Soybeans are not doing well today. We've got July beans down 5 and a half at 15.84 and a quarter. August beans down 12 at 15.25 and a half. July soybean meal is down 80 cents at 4.41. August down $1.30 at 4.34.50. July soy oil is down 107 points at 63.41. August down 108 at 60.15. So nothing happy in the soybean complex at the present time. All three of the wheat markets are looking at double-digit losses. July Kansas City wheat is down 34 at 7.02 and three quarters. September down 33 and three quarters at 7.06 and a half. All the back months are down, and the other two wheat markets are having some real issues as well. Not the best day for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. In In the energies markets, June crude oil is up 8 cents at $64.98. July is up a dime at $64.98. Unleaded gas and heating oil are also higher. And in the metals markets, June gold is up $5.20 at $18.36.50. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 233 points at 35,011. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage and Hero KMM with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain warranty. CD of retails expires 5/31/20.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
A reminder, the second half 2020 personal property taxes are due at the County Treasurer's Office Monday, May 10th. Pay in person at the Marshall County Treasurer's Office weekdays 8:30 till 5, by mail, at local banks, or use the drop box at the courthouse. Personal property tax due May 10th.
KNDY.
Choose to make a part of me, but surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, home that the train is on. One toe over the line, sitting downtown in a
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.